Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm
bad. I'm He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gary Moore's here. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Financial Seminary, and which is a nonprofit ministry helping people with their finances. He's the author of Faithful Finances 101 and Look Up America, and also Spiritual. I'm trying to Words of Wisdom from Sir John Templeton. What's the name of the title of that?
Spiritual Investment.
There you go. Spiritual Investment. This is still one of my favorites. In fact, it's at home. I've got it at home. I keep it there most of the time because I love reading it. Still, after all these years, Gary, that was the first one that I knew when I first met you. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back, Jim.
So, Gary, you know that I have said for some time now that where Wall Street used to be a leading indicator of the economy, mm-hmm. it's now merely a leading indicator of itself, that there's mm-hmm. never been a more of a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
Right.
We're watching what's going on right now with the Trump bounce, they're calling it. The market's gone up more than 10% since the election, over 2,000 points, even though there's been a little bit of a correction in the last few days. Still, Wall Street has gotten its icing on top of the cake from the Trump election. Main Street, out here on Main Street, Gary, we're still waiting on ours. And I'm concerned that this, what I consider to be a fairly irrational jump to this level of an already, in my opinion, overheated equities market, I'm concerned that there's going to be a correction that could set back Main Street before we even get our bounce. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right, Jim. I started about 2 years ago, I guess it was, I began to believe that the rise in the stock market was overdone. 10% of us in America, including myself, Jim, own 80% of America's stocks. And one of the reasons inequality is growing so much of the wealth in America has gone into the paper of Wall Street. We're trading paper and so on. We're not necessarily creating more jobs and real wealth.
It's financial capitalism.
It's financial capitalism, what we sometimes call casino capitalism. The guys who are making the money are the day traders and the high frequency traders and so on. And that's troublesome to me. And we're at levels now of economic inequality in this country that we haven't seen since 1929. I mean, that should give anybody pause.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent you some headlines that got your attention from David Stockman, who was Ronald Reagan's budget director and cautioned us in the early 90s that or 80s, that the buildup in spending and the tax cuts would produce a lot of debt and so on. And that was okay back then because the debt-to-GDP ratio, federal debt, was about 25% or so. Today it's over 75%. And if you add up all the total debt in the country, we're probably over 350%, which many economists think is beginning to push the limits. But Stockman predicts that President Trump's current aspirations, and they're just aspirations at this point, they haven't been enacted, as we saw with the health care, but is going to add trillions of dollars to the federal debt.
What's his basis for that? What does he think that debt's going to come from?
Well, he's just seeing the increase. You know, he's going to ramp up military spending. He calls it Reaganomics light. And, you know, he cautioned President Reagan that would happen, that we would have the buildup in the debt. And the problem with that is just like a family, Jim, if your family is suffering and you go out and get a bunch of credit cards and start running up your debt, your economy is going to look pretty good for a while. But there's going to be a price to pay down the road. And Stockman is convinced that the price is going to be very heavy. In fact, he's calling for a stock market crash. He's very negative on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. There are some very intelligent people on Wall Street, from Jeremy Grantham to many others, who believe that this thing's probably 40 to 50% overvalued.
Well, I don't know how much it's overvalued, and I don't know how much the correction is going to be. But I believe there will be one, and it really irritates me. It makes me mad, Gary, that it's going to put Main Street in jeopardy before we've been able to have any advantage from the election. Hold on to that thought.
Should.
Hold on to that thought, Gary. We're going to come back with these messages. I want to talk about another topic that Gary will know about after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.